I've been hearing through the grapevine within the industry that there are lots and lots of babies dying in unprecedented numbers. I saw the testimony of a funeral director a couple of months ago called Wesley. I've spoken to Wesley. He is a funeral director. I can supply you with that testimony. And he mentions going into these hospitals and the pediatrics being so full, they're putting these babies on trays in the adult section because there's not enough room for them. Now, I couldn't understand as a funeral director why my phone wasn't ringing for any of these parents. I haven't had any calls from any parents who've lost a baby. And then we went to the crematorium last week. There's an information board in the waiting room, and it lists the name of the deceased, the time of the service, and who is the funeral director. And they all scroll past, and it's just general information publicly available. And we saw baby names on there, and the baby names had Milton Keynes University Hospital, the local hospital, as the funeral director. Now, I've never known that happen before. Excuse me. I've never known that happen before. Certainly, I've never seen their name on the board in the years I've been going there until recently. And today we went down there. There was another one on there. Anyway, we got speaking to a member of staff at the crematorium who will remain nameless. Because that's up to them to speak. Sure. And he told us that they're bringing in babies from the hospital directly, six and eight at a time, you know, in numbers that I certainly never knew were happening, you know. And, of course, if they're going from the hospital direct to the crematorium, it's being kept quiet, isn't it? It's, you know, they're cutting out the – usually somebody will lose a child, the bereavement – would then point them towards sourcing a funeral director. Clearly, they're not doing that now. The hospital are going directly, and that's going on the information board as they are the funeral director.